from stpetecatalyst.com.
Hi, welcome to the first of the year political party podcast with Adam Smith. We have two important guests. One is Kelly Johnson, who is a Pinellas County resident and who has been a crusader and something of a victim of Florida's very, very messed up unemployment system. And we also have Michelle Evermore with the National Employment Law Project. She's one of the foremost experts on unemployment. So thanks to you both for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Kelly, I wanted to do this because it's kind of, you know, we've got so many crises going on. As we're talking, there's an insurrection being leveled against this national capital. That I think what's happening in unemployment has faded from a lot of people's radar. Not yours, I know. But tell us briefly how you got into this role and into this, became the expert that you are.
Well, it was quite simple. I got unemployed due to COVID-19. I lost both of my jobs. I was at a restaurant where I was a manager. I also did hostess shifts and server shifts, you know, just trying to make money. And I also managed a gym and was a personal trainer. So I was definitely your classic working two jobs, single mom, just trying to make ends meet, aka pay my mortgage. And I fell into unemployment on March the 18th, I believe it was, when everything just kind of got shut down. So I delved into the system. And then very quickly, over just a period of maybe a couple of weeks, I realized I was not alone. I was, in fact, with tons of other people all across the state who are having very similar problems as I had of like getting my benefits. So it was from that experience and just kind of steamrolling into that, I ended up helping people. And I've been helping them nonstop for probably now close to 9 months. We were the first people to really protest throughout the state. And we felt like we needed to get in the face of government and let them hear our cries.
And it's fair to say that nothing's better, or it's not much better than it was today.
So I was actually talking about this earlier with another group leader, and the DEO has actually done an amazing job with what they have been given. And I think that's surprising because people always heard me complain for the first few months. They were given a broken computer system. They were given a computer system that only understood W-2 wage earners. And they took that broken system, they overloaded it with cases, and as well as made an entire new section on self-employment income. Throw on to that the fact that the government, the money was coming from a different source. You know, the fact that the system is still actually running and there are people that are getting claims shows you they have done the best with what they have. Unfortunately, it started bad. And that's what we want to do going forward is we want to make sure that changes are made to the unemployment system so that, you know, forbid anything ever like this ever happens again. It won't be such an absolute disaster because we still have tons of Floridians all across the state who still haven't received one dime of their unemployment.
I want to Michelle, you know, everybody's familiar with the botched system, a $77 million system that is just a joke and a lemon. But there's also, Florida just has some of the lowest benefits of anywhere in the country. I think it's, if correct me, $275 for just up to 12 weeks. How does that stack up, Michelle?
Yeah, that is the maximum benefit. The average benefit for the last quarter in Florida was just $226.82 a week. You know, last year, only 11% of people who were unemployed were actually able to get into the system and get a benefit. This was a benefit that was designed to leave, or this is a system that was designed to leave people out, just as Kelly said.
And how does that stack up nationally? How do we stack up in Florida?
I hate to tell you this. You know, I have reporters from every state calling me all the time thinking that, gosh, their unemployment insurance system must be the worst because it's so hard for people to get in. And I have to tell them, if you're not calling me from Florida, I can't tell you that you're the worst state.
So the legislature, and I don't know, do you have Kelly, are you in touch with legislators? Do you have a sense of what's going to happen this year in terms of fixing some of the glitches?
Well, there is going to be a variety of bills that are going to be presented to the legislature. The Republicans, it seems to us from what we're being able to tell from our end, they will come out with a bill and it will basically just be fix the computer system. And then there are going to be several other bills that will be introduced with different benefit amounts, different length of benefits as well. So there is kind of a sense of urgency because of what has happened with the system. However, of course, they want to do the very minimum to fix the problem. And of course, we're also fighting the fact that we need more benefits, which means there will be a slight increase in unemployment insurance that employers will need to pay out in the future.
And so if I'm a mainstream Republican leader or voter or anybody, and I hear that Florida is very skimpy with our unemployment benefits, I think it would be logical to think, well, that's probably a good thing, that we don't want to give people incentive to not work. We don't want to burden our employers and our job creators, et cetera. Why would it be in Florida's interest to increase benefits? And would that create an incentive? I'll go ahead, Kelly, first.
A big thing is for every dollar that is paid out in unemployment to the citizens, it generates about $1.65 back into the state economy. So first of all, looking at unemployment insurance like it's a loss is extremely incorrect. So I would definitely kind of speak to that, and as well as remind people in general that the unemployment insurance is on a kind of a scale, sliding scale type of, fee. So most employers won't see very much of a change. If anything, it's going to be the bigger corporations and the bigger companies that are getting a lot of the breaks anyways.
Michelle, I put the same question to you. I mean, answer the sort of conservative wrap on unemployment.
You know, I would add to that, you know, when you think about all of the economic stimulus that unemployment insurance provides in the economy during a recession, add to that the fact that this particular recession, most benefits were federal. So by making it hard to get into the system, that didn't just keep people from getting regular state UI, that kept them from getting PUA, the side program for people who don't qualify for regular UI, which is probably going to be significant in Florida, although we still have no idea how many continued claims that Florida is paying. They're still not reporting that to the federal government. Those people are also did not get the $600 boost from March until July. They didn't get the $300 boost after that until September 5th. They're not going to get the $300 boost going forward. They're missing out on pandemic emergency unemployment compensation, which is the extra fully federally funded weeks. They're not getting extended benefits that kick in after the first state benefits kick off.
Now, why are they not getting that? Because of our low benefits or because they're not being able to access the system?
Well, I'm just saying if people can't get through the system to get their benefits, and you know, we really have no idea how many people haven't been able to claw their way through the system, but judging by my inbox, it's millions. I'm getting stories every day from, you know, people who say, you know, only one, yeah, here's a story. Somebody wrote to me the other day saying that both parents and a couple were unemployed. Only one was able to get a benefit. It was only $125 a week. They've now been kicked out of their house. They're living in a camper, but they have to keep moving the camper because the police keep finding them and telling them they can't park there. And they've got this adorable little kid. They sent a picture. You know, the other side of unemployment insurance providing economic stimulus is when it's not there, it creates pain. And economic pain spreads like a virus.
Because then you've got people showing up, you know, without insurance to the emergency rooms, and we're all picking up law enforcement, et cetera.
Right. Well, and they can't spend money on the needed food and medicine. And, you know, when they get evicted, that also affects their landlord, right? When they get foreclosed on, that also affects the bank. If they can't, you know, go to the hardware store, it spreads in the community, right?
Are there model states for unemployment?
Yes. I would say, you know, the funny thing is everybody blames the computer system in Florida for all of Florida's woes. It was upgraded actually in a consortium with New Mexico and Massachusetts. And Massachusetts, ironically, is kind of in many ways the gold standard for unemployment insurance, with the highest average weekly benefits, some of the highest recipiency. I would say, you know, there are other states like New Jersey, Rhode Island, Washington State that have, you know, some of the highest benefits and that actually got out to people during this recession.
So is there hard data that would suggest that, because the highest recipiency of unemployment doesn't necessarily sound like a good thing. I mean, we want to alleviate people's pain, but obviously we want the fewer people on unemployment, the better. So a more generous benefit system would create more jobs, which you're arguing?
Yeah, so you want about half of unemployed people to actually be able to access an unemployment benefit. About half of unemployed people aren't unemployed for reasons that they should get an unemployment benefit for. Maybe they went back to school, or they quit because they didn't like their boss and they're just going to take their time to figure out another job, or maybe they became a homemaker or something like that. Those are people who don't get unemployment insurance. And so, you know, 50% recipiency, 50% of people unemployed is about the number you want to get to. In Florida, that last year was 11%. And the thing about unemployment insurance is it actually attaches people to the workforce, right? That's one of the main purposes of the program. So when you file for unemployment, you also file for employment services. And what we found is, like, a robust re-employment service that's attached to an unemployment insurance benefit is the thing that gets people back to work the fastest, not yanking their benefits out.
So Kelly, Florida's just overwhelmingly passed a minimum wage increase, and our unemployment benefits have been the same, wouldn't even come close to meeting the new minimum wage.
It's been updated since 1998.
So I don't know how long it took you to actually finally access, get benefits, but how do you live on that? You said you're a single mom, right?
Well, thankfully, I had cash saved in, I know this sounds so archaic, I had cash saved in a safe. So I was able to use that cash. It took me about six to eight weeks to get my first benefit check. And very funny, it was actually Marco Rubio who reached out to me after seeing me on several news programs in the face of everybody holding signs. He's like, oh, maybe we should talk to her. And his office and DeSantis were very quick in getting me my benefits once they found out about me. And I think they were happy to give me my benefits. But I did keep protesting still. So
even if they were just trying to shut you up, good for them for reaching out and
yeah, helping. Exactly.
So what's next? I mean, for you, what are you doing? Is your effort now, Kelly, to just make sure people have the basic information so they can try to access this system?
Well, for me, what has happened in a lot of the unemployment circles is that they've become very codependent on other people getting them help. And they have, there are so many people in my group alone that have just like frozen in getting their claims done by themselves. They're putting on these survey lists that are going out in these groups. It's just some really strange stuff that's happening. So my goal in the next 2 months is to let them become more self-sufficient, which means hopefully, you know, with hopefully getting some kind of a website or resource to them, as well as putting them in my Facebook group. I'm just getting them to really go back to the DEO, go through the DEO, make sure that they work their own claims and they know what's going on with their benefits, so that if they do run into problems down the road, that they can, be more of an advocate for their own claims. As well as, I've been collecting stories. I have a website that I just started that will be the Faces of Florida. So just kind of to be able to tell their unemployment stories and hopefully be able to get some time in front of their local legislator to let them know, you know, their own stories and what they feel needs to happen going forward.
You know, I remember a couple of years ago, I was telling a friend that how I'm struggling with the student loan applications for my kids and how complicated they are. And I'm like, if I were somebody that just had never had no experience with any of this, no education, or how would you possibly do this? And they said, and this guy was a UPenn graduate, Ivy League guy, and he had been on unemployment recently. And he said, you have no idea. That is even harder to understand and get through. Is it on purpose, do you think, Michelle? And is that normal everywhere, that just these bureaucracies for unemployment are, it's just so complicated to for a normal person to function with them.
You know, I think even the best systems are really inscrutable. You know, whenever I go through these unemployment insurance applications to see how they work, I half expect the next screen to inform me that I have died of dysentery. You know, they're so outdated. But in Florida, there was some deliberation there. You know, after they upgraded to Connect, you know, right away they had this 45 question initial claims assessment that people had to answer in order to be able to get benefits. That has been taken down, but you know, the basic usability hasn't really improved much. You know, the Department of Labor's Civil Rights Division actually said that, you know, the design of the Connect system violates people's basic rights. It's inaccessible for people with limited English proficiency. It was inaccessible for people with disabilities. So, you know, yeah, I think in Florida, a lot of it was by design.
Yeah. So I want to give you the last word. And I guess it would be, what would you tell the leaders of the Florida legislature who are conservative, well-intentioned people that really want to build the strongest economy they can? What would be your message to them, Michelle, in terms of improving benefits and the unemployment system?
I would say, first of all, listen to Kelly. Listen to people who've experienced this system, and take their experiences seriously. But then, secondly, you know, if your concern is that people won't get back to work and won't get reemployed, the best thing you can do is have a strong unemployment insurance system so that they don't end up going back to a lesser job, and driving down wages in your community. What you want is a unemployment assistance benefit that lasts 26 weeks and is tied to real reemployment services, so people can get the assistance they need to get a good job to replace the old one.
But it's sad that so many people are not getting from their government basic information about unemployment or vaccinations. But so Kelly, when she finish up with, plug the Facebook group and your website where people can get more information if they need help from the DEO.
Well, the group is called Action Group for COVID-19 Unemployment. So if you just search that, which hopefully you remember, Action Group for COVID-19 Unemployment, you will come up with a group. We are a big time team. We have over 6,000 members that just help each other. And a lot of it is just through our experiences. So we will get you the help that you're looking for, hopefully there. And right now I have the facesofflorida.com. So it just started, but you can kind of check back there. So you can see the stories of the unemployed in Florida and just kind of keep tabs on what's happening there.
Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
From stpcatalyst.com.